deliberate killing. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says hundreds of civilians have been murdered in the outskirts of Kyiv by Russian troops. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says there's been evidence of atrocities for weeks.
We're going to participate with the international community on making sure that we can document the evidence of these war crimes so that Russia can be held properly accountable when it's over.
As the president's national security advisor gives an update on what he believes is Russian strategy.
Jake Sullivan said encapsulating the Russian war plan thus far is simple.
Russia has tried to subjugate the whole of Ukraine, and it has failed. Now it will attempt to bring parts of the country under its rule.
He says eastern and parts of southern Ukraine will likely be the Russian focus while causing terror by attacking civilian targets. Sullivan says the U.S. and its allies will continue to stand by Ukraine.
For as long as it takes.
Sullivan says the U.S. is also looking into pursuing a war crimes trial for Russian President Putin, but will consult with allies on that. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Zelensky is set to address the U.N. Security Council tomorrow about the killings. Ukraine's prosecutor general says the bodies of 410 civilians have been removed from the Kyiv area towns that were recently retaken by Ukrainian forces. In the Senate,
the yeas are 53, the nays are 47. Pursuant to Senate Resolutions 27 and the motion to discharge having been agreed to, the nomination will be placed on the executive calendar.
Republicans Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins siding with Democrats to advance the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. If she's confirmed, she would be the first black woman to sit on the high court. Sacramento police have made an arrest in connection with a shooting that killed six and wounded a dozen people yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jury selection begins for a former Virginia police officer charged in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Former Rocky Mount, Virginia police officer Thomas Robertson faces charges in federal court in Washington on six counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding, civil disorder, and disorderly conduct. He was joined on January 6th by another former Rocky Mount officer, both off duty at the time, though Jacob Fracker pled guilty and could testify in the case, in which hundreds are still charged and dozens have been sentenced, most serving house arrest or probation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has approved a new congressional map with more compact districts after the previous map was struck down by a judge 10 days ago, calling it a product of extreme partisan gerrymandering. Maryland's primary is set for July 19th. Google recaps the top trends and searches during music's biggest night.
Olivia Rodrigo, Google's most searched performer in the U.S. during the Grammy Awards. The tech company seeing an uptick in searches for Who is Donatella Versace, Chris Stapleton tour, and how many members of BTS following the K-pop group's performance. Google also reports an over 1,300% increase in searches for what language do they speak in Ukraine, with searches for I Stand with Ukraine quadrupling on the site following Ukrainian President Zelensky's recorded message during the Grammys. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has taken a more than 9% stake in Twitter, according to a regulatory filing, making him the company's largest shareholder. The aim of the purchase is unclear, but late last month, Musk questioned free speech on Twitter and whether it's undermining democracy. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.